This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Good evening and welcome. It's straight up 11 o'clock. This is KBOO and KBOO.FM on the dial. If there's a dial. Is there a dial? Well, this is the Sudden Radio Project. Welcome, everyone. Let's get on with it, shall we?
Triangles? Why do I keep seeing triangles, Doctor? Do you think I'm crazy, Doctor?
Ada the writer.
Literary experience useful.
No one likes her work.
It hasn't been circulated.
She's intuitive, but
anxious and scattered.
Her mental potential hasn't really been explored.
Seems weak.
What makes a writer successful? Did Emily Dickinson know she was good? I suppose once you get the first one published, it's okay, and then it's easier. But before that, did she worry over her words like I do? This image! Why a white triangle? See, that's what I do. I put myself in my character's shoes, and then I see how I feel. I wonder if that's the way to write. And so I'm worrying about the seconds going by, and I'm worrying that soon it'll be too late. I mean, how many women writers get published at my age? You read these books about publishing, and they tell you what you have to do, how to write your query letter, how long to wait, who was published at thus and such publisher last year. And all I can think is, will they pick me? Some of the books say, get an agent. So I got an agent. This little bald, fuzzy nostril, middle-aged superiority complex. He's my best chance, I think. I don't even know if he's read what I've given him. He only talks about taking me to lunch or having me over. Well, you must be thinking, I'm bizarre today. The white triangle lady. What do you think, Doctor?
Take 3 drops of these before bed.
You're kidding. What is it?
Medicine.
Am I making progress, Doctor? I don't feel like it.
The triangle was interesting.
It's too early. Constantia?
The spiritualist.
Spirituality is very useful.
She hasn't made a deep contact.
She's tired.
She may have, and doesn't realize.
She's searching.
Is she determined enough to be our instrument of death?
I'm addicted to God, Doctor. I'm sure of it. I was in the cathedral today, in a pew where the sun was coming through the stained glass. It was like when I was little and I'd lie on the rug in the living room when the sun came through the window and made a rectangle on the floor. Warm, safe, half awake. I'm addicted to that feeling. I hate my body. I want too many things. It distracts me. It wants food, especially chocolate. And it keeps wanting more. And my skin gets pale without sunlight and it gets dry. Worst of all, it wants heat. Maybe it's my Indian blood or my Spanish blood. Or maybe it's just my skin is used to it. And my tongue wants hot food, so hot that I dump in spices until my eyes water. And then, deep inside me, this heat burns out the warm, safe light, like a sun paling a flashlight. And I want release, release that's not... I've never been with a man. There's a boy who torments me every day. When I go into the church, a boy who hurt my friend. He wants me. He can feel my heat. He knows I've never been with a man. Only myself. I hate him. But my body wants him. I have no control over this body. It does all these things that keep me from God. And I can't do anything about it. I fast and purge, but I don't have the strength to keep it up. I'd give anything to touch him, doctor. Anything.
Take three of these before bed.
What is this?
Medicine.
She had the higher mental activity.
She's weak, though.
The sunlight was puzzling.
Let's vote. The annihilations must be done quickly.
The annihilations must be done.
The annihilations must be done quickly.
Constancia died last week. I did get to see her again, but not for very long. She was sick. She fasted a lot, and she didn't really have a good, you know, a strong constitution. I always wondered how much blood she was losing. And about infection, I couldn't really tell if she... I couldn't really tell if she understood how I felt that we were, I don't know, sisters in a way, connected. It was really hard losing her. Well, it's partly why I decided to see a therapist again. She was kind of my last link to that whole experience. And now I feel alone. Seeing a therapist is weird because of the way the three first infected Constancia and me through our doctor. But don't worry, doctor, I'll try not to be paranoid. So you've probably seen all my books in print. They were falling over themselves to publish everything I'd written, even the bad stuff. I tried to be careful about that. And you know, my book about the whole experience came out last month. My favorite thing about it is the title, Up Shit Creek. I'm buying a ranch in Montana with that money. And buying my own white horse instead of waiting for some cowboy to ride up on one. I keep looking for patterns to things. And I keep writing. I'm writing a lot. I'm trying to finish this book I started before everything happened. It's the only thing I'm struggling with still. I feel a lot of responsibility. Well, pressure. For every word I write, because so many people will read it. That's what I always wanted, for others to hear me, but it's kind of scary. People need heroes, you know? They need to know about the extraordinary things, and I don't feel extraordinary anymore. I don't like silence. To me, silence is like madness. But to Constancia, it was communion. I wonder what would have happened if the three had picked her instead of me. I try not to be bitter about anything. I'm still working through the deaths. I can't ever erase the memory of the night I stabbed Lloyd. I can't believe his employer gave me a bid for Up Shit Creek. And a good one, too. Greed conquers all. Well, maybe that's a bit cynical. They've never been much on this kind of literature, but I think even the Christian right have recognized that dealing with differences is the future. This new world is totally different. Eld's death was a struggle for survival, I know that, but still I killed him with my own mind and my own hands. I try not to be morbid or, I don't know, overly guilty or overly innocent about those things, and I try to cheer myself up that it was for the good of the many people on both planets, but you know, the hardest thing for me to deal with is born of one's death, the one I was least responsible for. I mean, it wasn't my hands. I was offering my own life. So, in a way, that really vindicates me. And I don't want to diminish what he did for me and for all those people, but I feel something wonderful was lost from him. And yes, I admit it, for me. Doctor, are you one of the people who believes there's a right one? You know, a right lover for each of us? If you are, do you believe there's more than just one who's right? I don't know. You know, he was right for me somehow. He couldn't even love someone else the way we think of love. But he gave me his glory and his life. I think he and Constancia are the extraordinary ones. They're my heroes. Okay. I want to dedicate this piece to you. I just want you to know that these last few weeks of just our marriage together, I'm treasuring. And even though this was lighthearted and fun, I think we're good about keeping things lighthearted and fun. And I just want you to know how much I love you. And I hope that we always keep things lighthearted and fun. So here's to you, babe. I love you.
I love you, too. And I want to dedicate this piece to you because of the way you inspire me every day and how you appreciate who I am and what I do.
Thank you.
Hello? Where are you? What are you doing, sweetheart? I need your help. Hello?
What are you bellowing about?
It's time to do this.
Do what?
Time to do the project.
Oh, the project.
Yep.
Really? I think it was actually time for you to tell me how much you love me.
When was the last time you did that?
It's not time for that.
Excuse me?
No, no. What I mean is, I love you. It's great to see you. You look great. How's your day? Glad to hear it. You're awesome. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. Now let's spend some quality time together working on the project.
Why, thank you. I love you too. I appreciate you noticing. My day was good. Of course I am. Yes, you are. And why the hell are you so obsessed with doing this project right now?
Because we keep putting it off and it needs to get done and it's driving me crazy. Most importantly, it's your idea.
Oh, it's my idea, is it? I thought it was our idea.
Well, I mean, it is, but originally it was your idea. And I think it's important that you, that we do this, like, together, because it needs to get done, and now's a great time.
For you.
For us. I mean, God, can we just get this over with, for Christ's sake?
You're scared.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Balderdash.
It's okay, honey.
Of course it is.
I'm scared, too. Scared but excited.
Yes. Yes, me too. Scared but excited. Let's have some scary excitement. What do you say?
You're so weird.
Yes, I am. I'm weird, I'm scared, I love you, and I want to get this done. Can we do it? Together? Now? Please?
All right. I'm ready. Let's get it out.
What are you doing?
The project, like we said.
You're doing it wrong.
How is that possible?
I have the instructions right here.
You don't need instructions, you just figure it out.
But if you don't follow the instructions, you'll do it wrong and you'll break it.
I'll break you if you don't hand me that.
That's the wrong one.
Looks right to me.
You're skipping ahead. Before you put that together, you need this.
Fine. Give me that then. Yeah, I guess this'll work.
It's supposed to.
Why can't we do this our way?
Well, there's a right way and a wrong way.
Yes, and our way is right and your way is wrong.
Ha!
Let's just experience the joy of figuring it out on our own, honey.
We can. I just don't want to mess it up.
You can't. Ow!
Are you okay?
Fine. I'm fine. Just keep handing me shit. This is wrong. It doesn't work.
Hold on. Let me see.
I need that one over there.
Just a sec.
I can see it. It's right there.
I just want to make sure.
I want it now.
Okay, you're right.
I know what I'm doing. This ain't rocket surgery.
Just don't rush. We can't fix it if we screw up.
We're not going to. Okay. We're almost there, but I need your help.
Hold on, let me see where we are.
Would you put the fucking book down and help me, please?
Okay, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm in the moment.
Take this. Now I'm going to take this and try to put it here.
You sure?
Do it.
All right, I got it. Do your thing. Keep going. Keep going, almost there. Just a little bit more. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Oh, honey, it's beautiful. Look.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's amazing. We did it. We did it.
I love you, Kelly.
I love you too, Todd.
What's it doing?
What it's supposed to do.
Jesus, you broke it.
No, I didn't.
It's not supposed to do that.
Come here, sweetie.
Don't hold it closer. Get it away from you. Oh, God.
You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous. I love you so much.
I know. We'll take it back. Yeah, yeah. It's defective. Yeah, that's what we'll tell him. It's defective. No, wait. We'll give it to my brother.
Beautiful.
He'll take it. He'll take it. No, Craigslist.
Oh, I love you so
Craigslist.
Much.
That's it. Craigslist. We'll put it on Craigslist. And then there we go.
She cries your name 12 times a day. She cries your name. How long can this love remain? Thank you.
Where were you?
The communication antenna cable broke again in the storm last night. I can't fix it by myself, though.
We can't call the base?
Not until we fix the cable.
Oh, God. No cable. Honey, what will we do?
That's funny, Cassie. We've been up here so long I'd forgotten all about cable. ESPN, FX...
The Learning Channel.
C-SPAN. Just kidding. We don't want to start listing all that stuff they have below that we don't.
Netflix.
Oh, don't, Cassie. We can go out maybe tomorrow. What's the storm data show?
Looks like at least 2 days. Numbers could drop to negative 40 Celsius. And then there's a wind chill. Now back to you, Bob.
Looks like we can't do anything for a few days except record data.
Actually, Ian, that's good for me. I've been doing some work in the botany lab, and the interruptions were driving me crazy. If I could have a good 4 hours to work, that would be great.
Go ahead. I'll watch the stats. What are you up to?
Same old thing. I'm trying to tease out the microorganisms from the ice samples, though it's hard to believe anything could live in such cold, old ice. I'm finding that more and more organisms are just dormant, frozen for who knows how long, like a cold bee.
Be careful what you thaw. I don't want to get stung.
Don't worry. I saw a thing from another world.
Should we have dinner tonight?
Huh? Of course.
I mean, together.
Sure. I mean, yes. Thaw out some steaks and spuds. Want to barbecue?
You get funnier every month we're alone. Someone should do research to see if isolation in sub-zero temperature makes people more funny.
Never heard of people telling jokes in the gulag.
No. But we never heard much about the gulag anyway. Maybe, in truth, it was like the Borscht Belt nightclubs.
Featuring tonight, Boris Youngman.
Like that.
What are you going to do?
Radio wave sweeps.
Really? Still? You only pick up wind in cracking ice. You've been doing the sweeps for 8 months now. What do you hope to find?
Any anomaly. Something that's not wind or ice.
Like what? Like an animal? Something that could live at 60 below?
I don't know what. That's why I'm listening.
Okay. The only thing you're ever going to hear are the Russians sledding across the top of the world to steal our vodka.
We'll fix them. We'll drink it all.
Ha!
Ha!
Did you hear that?
What?
You spent 20 minutes talking about nothing. You have each other. You have nothing but time. You're both equally educated. You both share philosophical curiosity. Somehow, this is a universal affliction of your race.
She didn't see you.
Feel. You don't see me, Ian. You feel my presence. She will.
You affect the magnetic patterns.
All superficial distractions have been stripped away. Your isolation is a gift, one that should enable you both to evolve as intelligent beings, as full humans, to explore all that you have in common with other natural beings, and all that separates you. Humanity has never understood their potential.
What do you want from us?
I've told you.
You can't be that selfless. Perhaps you're just a fabrication of my isolated psyche. Maybe that's why Cassie can't see you.
I'm valid, I told you.
Any fabrication that I could concoct would say the same thing.
I know more than you know.
What you say to convince me is no proof that I'm not just losing my mind.
The civilization you know is gone. A viral war broke out across the major cities in the world. And now, even now, the last of your kind is succumbing. A supply plane from Ketchikan will be here in 2 months. It's an escape plan for the pilot.
Fixing the antenna cable will prove you wrong.
These details are preventing you from accessing all of your intellect. What you see is real. What you do not see is more real.
I'll go.
She wants milk. Has yours come in?
She's learning the Beethoven.
I told you, by the time she's a year, she should know the seventh and calculus.
Front door Danny Boy. Broadsword calling Danny Boy. Broadsword calling Danny Boy. Broadsword calling Danny Boy. Broadsword calling Danny Boy. Come in, Danny Boy. Turn on your lights, Ian. I can't see shit in this weather. There you are. Okay. I'm about 5 miles out, I think. Hard to tell. If I don't crash, I'll see you in half an hour. It's a nightmare up here. Over.
She's asleep now.
Learning?
Psych 101. I thought it was about time.
She won't waste her time the way we did. Now that we know she's capable.
Now that we're capable.
Where is he?
I've not felt him near for a day or so. He expands, I think, to cover more area, like a dome.
Hey, what's up? It's a bitch out there. Didn't think I could land.
Food?
Sure, Cassie. I'm starved. Smells great.
Take off your coat.
It's so warm in here. How'd you get it so warm?
Drink.
What is it with you two? There's something really different about you two. Something weird. What is it?
Why don't you sit and eat?
Listen, Cassie, Ian, this is going to seem outrageous, but I've got something horrible to tell you. Something awful has happened to the world. I'm afraid we're stuck up here until spring. Let me explain.
We know.
You heard it on the radio?
The radio has been out for 2.5 months.
Relax. Calm down.
We know.
Can he see you?
He hears, but he doesn't know it yet. She is going to want to meet him.
I'll get her.
We've grown since you were last here.
You have a baby? That's not allowed. Were you pregnant before you left?
I got pregnant 2 months ago. I know it's hard for you to understand.
What? Are you demented? I must be hallucinating.
Give him time, Cassie.
We've grown since your last visit. We've evolved.
Show him.
You're going to have to make a leap to understand. But now you're charged, too, with the responsibility.
What? You're in my head. Your lips aren't even moving. What the hell is going on here?
The race is gone, right? The race as we knew it.
We have to start a new race. One that sees itself as equal to nature and not above it. We will start here.
Can he see you?
Only the baby. He hears me through the baby.
Look, Cassie, she's talking.
All right, what the fuck, man? You have a baby that talks? It's not even 6 months old, is it? I mean,
You will understand soon. Take
it. What the fuck is going on?
Come on, lie down.
You will understand soon.
Come on, lie down.
My time as a lower mass being is nearing the end of a cycle. He must evolve as you did. The future is in your hands. You must rectify 6,000 years of damage. The three of you will propel your race into a new evolutionary state with the tools I've given you. I have fears in... No.
What is it?
He's killed Ian. He panicked passing the botany lab.
Ian is dead?
For now. My energy will have to change form. I must go.
What the fuck is going on here? But you two and that fucking thing are mutants. And what are those things down in that botany lab?
Calm down.
Don't tell me to fucking calm down, goddammit! This is the end of the goddamn world! The end of the world!
Please. Please. What else can we do? Where else is there to go?
She's right. We're stuck here. And it starts here.
There is nothing left to do but live.
Sit down. Go slow.
Wait, no, wait a fucking minute, man. I killed you, man. I knifed you. I still see blood coming out of your fucking stomach.
All of this you will understand in a short time. Now just stop. Eat. Rest.
Mother, I need to be fed.
Yes, yes. My darling. My evolved darling. Yes, you just eat now. There, there. Don't worry, honey. We'll all be different in the morning.
I was born here. Not many people can say that. Seems like it's all transplants now. I don't mind. This'd just be some dull hick town if everyone stuck around. Can't say for sure where they all went. Did they just get diluted so much by the new blood that they become invisible? Or did they all move on to greener or perhaps browner pastures? All I know is I'm still in the same old place. But it's a good place, and I like it.
I come from all over. You could say a citizen of the world. But I'm here now, not going anywhere. They say I'll be obsolete once the next generation comes of age, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. I've made myself indispensable. That's how you do it. Make them dependent. Make it so they can't function without you, and you're in for good. Or, at least until something better comes along. But I'm not worried about that.
Born under a bad sign, do-do-do-do-do. I've been down since I began to crawl. Pew-pew-pew-pew-pew. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Oh yeah, I know what you're thinking. Where does this self-pitying SUV asshole get off bitching because he can't get absolutely everything he wants? And ripping off a black man to do it too. First off, I know good music. And secondly, I admit, I've done okay. I got cake in the bank. Got a pretty good taste of the rock and roll lifestyle. But there's plenty of blues in there, too. And I'm just not talking about money. Even when things go my way, there's always some little thing that's never quite right that just gnaws and gnaws away until I can't even separate what jammed from what sucked.
And then, foof! Here I am, alive, hot. Like a silent A-bomb, coming in with a bang, with a flash. Yee-haw, that's me. I got no history, no baggage, no preconceptions. I just am, baby. Bringing some shine to your life for as long as it lasts. Showing you the way, showing you the light. Yeah, let's heat it up tonight.
I've been called a wanderer. I've wandered into this world, wandered through it and around it, just like I wandered into this place. I suppose it couldn't be called wandering entirely. I have a purpose, or at least a reason to be here. I confess, I'm meeting the boss, and not to talk business. Yeah, sleazy, I know. But what's a new girl in town to do? I need something. My expectations are low, sub-basement level. But what have I got to lose? What's he going to do, fire me? So maybe I didn't wander in more like drawn in, like gravity.
I didn't ask for this. It wasn't my idea. I mean, nobody told me. I wasn't given a choice. Who would want this? Definitely not me.
But I got it. Awful. Complete drudgery and boredom, day after day after day. Maybe it's some karma thing. Oh, God. What could I have possibly done? My Lord in heaven, I repent. Maybe it was a fat joke. Yeah, that's it. I made some fat joke, and Jehovah the Lardass was wroth and laid his curse upon me. Oh, who am I kidding? There is no God. If there was a God, he, or she, or it, could be just, at least once in a great while. But I don't see no sign of it. Oh, no. Here comes another one. Oh, please, please, not another porker. How about a nice purse, or a coat, or an umbrella? Oh, boy, no such luck. At least don't plop, no plopping, please. Not bad. I can live with this. Not too bulky. Soft, but not squishy. Nice and curvy. Good distribution. Stay as long as you like. Please.
I'm not usually very critical, but this place is kind of dumpy for a yuppie guy to pick. Authentic, though, I'll give it that. Not full of Abercrombie dudes and plastic spray tan hose in fuck-me skirts. Does anybody actually work here? Looks like all patrons and no staff. Real mom and pop. What the hell? I'm in no hurry. Don't see the boss man yet.
2136.18. Message received. Capital W-H-E-R-E-R-U. ?
Take right now, for instance. It's a nice night. I'm going out on the town, got a hot date. And what song could possibly relentlessly repeating itself in my head but, I said that I loved you. Said that I loved you forever. I hate that song. I hate that band. All the fucking music in the world to get stuck in there. It's an omen and a bad one. But no, I'm not going to let REO Suckwagon ruin my night. If the only thing I have to suffer through tonight is that song, it'll be okay.
Beautiful evening. Should have called in. Too late now. Could just walk off, I guess. It's not like I'd lose my 401k. Sure, I'm better than this. But so what? I'm paying my rent, getting by, keeping my carbon footprint small. Hard to stay motivated, though. Hard to give damn about anything. Oh well, I guess I ought to go make some bad tips.
Okay, where the fuck is it? I know I just had it. God, I hate that. See what I mean? Everything's going good, everything's on the right track, then the vortex opens. Not huge, not swallowing women and children and elephants, but just a tiny little pinprick that takes the air out of the balloon just slow enough so you can watch it shrink, shrink, shrink.
whoa, where did that breeze come from, man? This ain't no tornado alley, no hurricane flag warning. Let's keep it calm in the airspace. Them molecules don't need the agitation. Just bring them here nice and steady so I can suck them up. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Rejuvenation, the breath of life.
Didn't miss a thing. Still the same beer milkers. Should have stayed out for a few more breaths. Well, maybe not. Looks like we've got one newbie. Not one of the usual suspects. Must have wandered in by mistake.
Could that be a waste apron I detect? Maybe staring at this menu for so long is finally working.
Oh my. What eyes. Holy crap. Is my jaw hanging open? Jesus, I better say something. Specials. What the fuck are the specials? Come on, peanut butter brain, come on.
Is it just me, or is my heart beating faster? How can that be? Is it his hair? No, tangled and obviously unwashed. Face? Plain. Not ugly, but no Brad Pitt. Body? Seen better days. Personality? seems barely capable of getting two coherent words out at a time. But his presence, something about his presence.
2148.11. Warning, low battery.
Oh, God. Dear Prudence, twang, 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 won't you come out to play? Talk about a god-awful song by the most overrated band in history. Would you want to live your life with a soundtrack like mine? It's torture. Pure torture. Where are you, piece of shit? I know you're here somewhere.
Okay, okay. I know I was all grateful and everything before, but this is too much of a good thing now. I need some relief. Just a little. Maybe you need to take a leak or something.
Have I been staring? I don't know. I think I must have been. Wow! How long was I doing that? Did time even pass at all?
What is this force? This tug? This irresistible momentum that makes me want to leap into her dark pupils and disappear?
He's giving me the same look. God! How long have the two of us been doing this? Has anyone even noticed? Or are we on some other plane, somewhere far removed from everyone and everything, where there's just us? All of it is only for us.
Is this what I've been missing? Is this what I've been waiting for? Why are my hands reaching to untie my apron? Why is it falling on the floor? Is it me reaching my hand out to her in the middle of this disgusting dive? Are we creating a moment of unforgettable beauty?
Is it my legs that I'm using to stand? Or am I being levitated, rising up and away from this world and into another that is still connected but no longer bound by this one?
Wait, wait. So soon? Have a drink or something. I'm here all night. I'm sorry I got whiny, but let's face it, I'm justified. I don't get any breaks. And when I do, I can't even tell because everything else is such relentless bleakness. Please. I'm begging you, please.
2152.48. Powered off.
Aha! Here it is. And of course, completely dead. Worthless junk. I bet there's about 10 messages wondering where the hell I'm at. God damn it. It's not too late. Gotta go. Gotta move. All is not lost. Not yet.
I want to resist this, but I can't. And I shouldn't. After all, what else was I going to do?
I don't know where I'm going now, but when have I ever? I only know that the ride will be unforgettable.
Oh, shit. Not yet, man. I got more, so much more. You can't cut me off like this. I got fuel, man, plenty. Fuel to burn. I don't got where to go. I couldn't have used it up already. Really? Life ain't fair, man. Ain't fair.
This is my story.
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 My story.
Don't you understand, honey? I just can't live this middle-class monotony any longer. When I found myself obsessing about the next phone I was going to get when my contract ran out, I knew that I had to do something more satisfying with my life or I was doomed.
But Africa? Why don't you just go down to the local homeless shelter or something and do a little volunteer work? I understand what you're talking about, but you've worked your way up in the company for 3 years. You'll be CEO one day. Isn't that what you wanted from the day you graduated Yale?
But I don't feel like a person anymore. I've got nothing to look forward to every day except climbing up the ladder.
Thanks.
No offense.
Well, some taken. Look, climbing the ladder is what you have to look forward to. It's not like it's going to be easy. You'll be challenged. You will, both intellectually and emotionally.
And what about morally? I keep thinking about what we would show Kenneth if he were here. Am I becoming a person that I would want my son to model?
He's gone, Juliana. Doesn't matter what he would think of you. And with his brilliant math skills, he would probably have followed in your footsteps. I could hardly have convinced him to get excited about urban transportation planning. You don't have to live up to the ideals that you might have had if he were here.
One thing you can't understand, Des, is that I'll have his spirit with me the rest of my life, and I have to live up to what I think would have been a good model for him.
I don't think he would have wanted you to get killed working on an HIV prevention camp in the Congo.
Gabon, I think you're wrong. I think he would have wanted to join me. In fact, some part of me thought you might want to join me.
If I did that, I'd lose all the credit I have here. I'd have to start all over again when I come back. I'd have to leave...
Betty Jo Bob.
Very funny. Tammy. I told you that's all over. She doesn't even work for us anymore. I thought we worked through that. I thought it was behind us.
Well, it's behind you. You get over things faster than I do. The affair with Billy Sue, Kenneth's death, that kid you hit on the bike, Dad's dementia. There's a long list of things you've gotten over that still float in my head like they're always going on. I want to go to Gabon.
What the hell would I do in Gabon?
Why don't you see how they keep their urban planning or something? Look, Des, I'm nearing 40. We got what we came after in life. A lot of people helped us get here and our hard work. It might get better, and we might get richer, but it will just be more of the same. It's time to give something back before we get too old to have that kind of adventure.
Gabon? What the hell would I do in Gabon? I don't even know where it is. May I help you?
Sit down, shut up, and you might live. One of our clients did. Ow!
What do you want?
Want everything. Nothing. Money and jewels and shit. See his fear? I want that. Tie them up. I bet you like the sound of duct tape, don't you, sweetie?
We don't have cash here. Ow!
Cash? Thing of the past. Don't make me smack you again. Neither of you. If they move, kill them. I'm going to go take a shit. Hey! Hey! Where are your magazines?
Listen, you two, Pike is crazy and you'll never know what he'll do until he does it. On the other hand, I'm a sensible guy and like most people, I have a price. We have only a few minutes. But if we could negotiate a deal while he's in the loo, I'm sure I could persuade him to go easy on you. I mean, now, let you live.
Cut!
Oh, Sydney, I'm the one who's supposed to say cut.
No, I like it, I like it. My ass was beginning to twitch until those two showed up at the door, but now I'm interested. So Africa was just a red herring to fool us until we got to the gore. Brilliant!
That's not exactly what we had in mind, SJ.
People are going to relate to their plight.
You bet, you bet. Especially if they get beat up a few more times. What we need now are cops or I know, the FBI. More guns. Maybe one of them has a bomb. This could be the start of a chase series, you know, like The Fugitive or how about Kill for Your Life? We could kill off the married couple and follow the killers as the FBI chases them across the country.
Kill us off?
All right, never mind. But I think there are possibilities here. You were right, Barrett. This is better than Dr. Cop. What's it called?
The writer only has a working title so far.
And?
Get Out of Africa.
I like it. It's got punch. But it doesn't tell us about the gore. Where's the writer? Where's the writer?
Sitting next to me, Sydney. Right here.
Oh, hi. We met before. Anyway, come up with a better title and make the home invaders more mean. No, wait a minute. Hang on. I got it, mate. I'm about... Hang on. Wait a minute. I've got it. I'm about to be brilliant. What if the invaders are from Africa? How about invaders from Africa?
Well, it
sounds sci-fi, SJ.
Well then, all right then, wise ass, you think up something I love. You, the writer, send 15 titles to me by tomorrow morning.
What about the script?
Well, we'll figure it out when we record it. Radio theater is all about creativity, Mac. Okay, I gotta tee off in 10 minutes. Good work, everyone, but I want more.
He plays golf?
No, he's screwing his wife's sister, but they call it tee off.
Clever.
I might go back to the stage. They're less worried about ratings than radio.
Really? Ever hear of Ms. Hurricane Take Back the Wind?
Off-Broadway, I mean. I'm just bored.
Bored all the way to the bank.
There's got to be something else besides this. Did we become actors to do this kind of stuff?
Hey, what about the family drama?
It was good. Great. But we'll always have to compromise for SJ.
I can't go back to the stage. I have $5,000 in child support spread out over 3 states.
Should have kept it in your pants.
I need this check. I need you guys to be on board. If another A show gets canceled, I'll be back to directing stuff like Sorority Survivor Babes or some other goddamn reality show where I've got nothing to do all day.
Except hang around a lot of hot women.
I'm gay, you dork.
Then how is it you have so many offspring in 3 states? Or was it 5 states?
Mother says I'm a late bloomer.
When did you come out?
When I was 57. Better late than straight, huh?
Okay, back to the real world. What are we going to do?
Should we take it to another radio station?
Can't. SJ owns the property.
We should start our own radio theater company.
Right. Through Kickstarter?
Or maybe we could set up a radio theater company in another country. Someplace where the arts needs to be reinforced, like...
Like Africa.
I have a friend in theater in Nairobi.
Strangely, I'm open to that. What have I got to lose? As long as I can eat and act, I don't care about much else. Well, that's not entirely true.
You like me, don't you?
I've always been afraid to tell you because of how I looked.
But now that you've gone through weightlifting, veggies for life, you're a changed man. Your personality is even different. Wait a minute. You go with me to Nairobi.
What the hell is this? I think I'm going to puke.
They're improvising, you nitwit. Some actor thing. But I've had enough of this sap. Want to split a beer, Dexter?
What? Me? A beer? Sure.
Let's go.
Are you serious? This is a huge life change. We would have to pool our resources and see if we had even enough money to get over there. I could call my friend and ask her what's going on in the theater community.
What about our contracts?
Christ, like Sydney would chase us to Nairobi. He'll just hire 2 kids at an acting school who are cheaper. Are you blowing smoke up my ass? Or do you really want to do it?
I'd go anywhere with you, nurse.
We do work well together. And over the years, I've grown used to you. I might even like you, Barrett. I might even want you.
Oh, yes, nurse.
We'd have to figure out who we are as people, not just actors, because we'd be spending each minute together.
Oh, yes, nurse.
We'd be starting out all over again.
That's true, nurse.
We should behave like the couple we want to become.
Oh, yes, nurse.
Shut up and take off your pants.
In the studio?
Come here, doctor.
Oh, yes. Oh, nurse. Yes. Oh.
We've changed.
Thank you. And so ends another Sun Radio project. We would love to thank our wonderful contributors in tonight's program: Sharon McAllister, Connor Kearns, Shan Applegate, James Lawrence, Linda Merrickan, Dan Hobbs, Matt Lutwick, Randall Howington, Todd Greblo, Kelly Greblo, John Killeen, and Alexander Lumiere. We'll come back in August. We'll be back in August. We'll have another spanking new show for you. This is the Sudden Radio Project. You're listening to it on KBOO 90.7 or KBOO.FM. Have a lovely evening.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Glad to see you all aboard.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room. In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room.
All the birds sing birds and the flowers croon.
In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd sing the audience too.
All together in the Tiki, 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 Tiki room. In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room.
Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room. In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room.
Oh, it's a load
of Tiki, 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 Tiki room. In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the Tiki, 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 Tiki room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village